It's a Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, it's me. It's Pinky the Pig. Time for the Pinky the Pig podcast show. Thank you for listening. And just remember, if you want to send us an email, you can. The email is on our website, and the website is pinkythepig.com. And I spell my name I-E, P-I-N-K-I-E, pinkythepig.com, and the website is, and the email is on our website.
All right, very good, Pinky.
Yeah, hi, Mildred. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good.
Yeah, me too. I'm happy because I'm grateful and I'm looking at the big picture and I have everything to be happy and grateful for.
Yes, we do.
And Mildred, you know what today is?
What? Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's Teacher's Day. Today is National Teacher's Day. Yay!
I know, it's wonderful, huh?
I know, the teachers, oh my, they deserve so much credit because they are so influential.
There you go.
Yeah, they have so much influence on children because the teachers teach the children.
Well, yeah, there's lots of different teachers.
Yeah, now it's even more challenging because they have to do everything on a computer.
It's okay. They're doing just fine.
I know. We just accept our present moment in time because that's what it is. And we just deal with it and it's all good.
That's the right attitude.
Yeah. So the teachers, they're doing great. And they have to have so much patience.
Right. Plenty of patience.
Right. And plenty of patience. And then they believe in the students.
Right. And then they give the students confidence.
Right. They give the students confidence that they can learn and make their minds better.
Absolutely, Pinky.
Yeah. And Lady Lynette, you know, she teaches music and she teaches yoga and ballet.
Right.
But she doesn't teach like the, you know, reading or writing or arithmetic. I forget how that goes.
Yeah, good.
But anyway, when the teacher is teaching and all the children are on their computers and they all have their class.
Right.
She or he.
Of course.
They have to be really good communicators.
Right. They have to be able to communicate not just with the students. I mean, they need to be able to communicate with other teachers.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And parents.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Lady Lynette, she talks to Miss Hazelton quite a bit. Well, maybe the email.
Right, and that's really great of Miss Hazelton to take the time.
I know, and that's the thing, the teachers, they put so much time in, not just a classroom. I mean, they have to put all the time into, like, making a plan for what they're going to learn that day.
That's right. And then they have like a short-term plan and then they have a long-term plan. You know, that takes a while to teach, you know, a certain subject and a certain idea that you're trying to get across. You don't just say it once and the student learns it.
No. Doesn't work like that. I know lots of times you say something and it kind of goes over my head, but then once you say it a few times, then I start to get it better.
Right, there's a lot of repetition in teaching.
Yeah, a lot of repetition. That means you go over and over again.
Right.
And you know, Robert, when he was in fifth grade,
right,
his teacher was Mrs. Voltier.
Okay.
And she had this little doll, and she taught the decimals with it, like tenths, hundredths, thousandths.
Right.
And the little doll, he'd press its little belly and the tongue would come out every time. And when she would say the word tenths, she'd press it, go tenths, and the little doll, the little tongue would come out. And then that's how everybody learned how to say tenths, hundredths, thousandths, because the little doll's tongue stuck out when he pressed the belly.
Oh, that's a cute tool. That's a nice learning tool.
Yeah, that's a nice learning tool. That's like, well, the computers are the tools now.
Yeah, well, thank God we have computers just so everyone can connect.
Absolutely. But Robert, he's in seventh grade now, but he remembers his fifth grade teacher. He still talks about her all the time.
Well, she must have been a really good influence.
Yes, she was very influential.
That's the word of the day, I guess, huh?
I think so, Mildred. Anyway, okay, so, and then here's the other thing. You know, the teachers, they have to have discipline, too. They have to have good management of the classroom.
Right, they can't let everybody go wild.
Right, and that comes, you know, with the respect that students have for their teachers.
Right, because the teachers, you know, they have a lot of love.
Of course they do.
Yeah, love makes the world go round.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And I love when Penelope learns something new. You should see the look on her face when she gets it. Her whole face lights up.
Ah, oh, nice.
Yeah, and you know, the teacher, I mean, every student is different. And the teacher learns which buttons to press with which students and which is effective.
Right.
Yeah, and then everybody learns. Even when you're an adult, you learn constantly if you want to.
Right, and that's what keeps us young. You know, we keep learning and keep challenging our brains.
That's right, because otherwise you just become stagnant.
There you go. So have you ever heard of the story? Well, it was a play and a movie. First it was a book.
Yeah, they have a lot of them do that.
It's called Oliver.
Oliver Twist?
Oh, very good.
Yeah, he's the little boy. He was orphaned, and then he lived in an orphanage, and then somehow he got out, and these boys, the Artful Dodger and Fig, and they try to teach him bad things.
Right, and so that's where I was going with that.
Yeah, because you want to have a teacher, but you want to respect your teacher. You want to learn good things. You don't want to learn bad things. You don't want to hang out with someone who wants to teach something bad.
No, because even though that could be a teacher, it's not a good teacher.
No, you have to know the difference. And Oliver, he figured it out. And in the end, he figured it out. He did the right thing.
Right, that's the whole gist of the story.
Yeah, because he didn't let those teachers manipulate his mind. He knew better.
Very good. See, you already knew the book.
Yep, that's a good one. Yeah, and a famous line from the book is when he was a little boy, he was hungry, he goes, "Please, sir, I want some more."
Pretty good.
Yeah, it's a great story. It teaches you about life. And then just life. Life is a teacher. And your experiences. And you learn. Okay, if you do something and you don't like what happened, then you don't do it again or you change it up. But life teaches you right from wrong. And that's what teachers do. They don't just teach you like numbers and letters and history and science. They teach you what's right and wrong. They help you figure it out in your own head what's right and wrong.
Yeah, that's what a good teacher does.
Yeah, Lady Lynette, she's not into those participation trophies.
No, I know. She doesn't care for those.
No, you know, you want to... And be happy and confident and learn, and that's good, but you don't need a participation trophy.
I know, Pinky.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Okay.
Okay, Mildred, time for the poem, please.
Okay, Pinky, very good. I actually have two poems here. They were both written by Joanna Fuchs.
Okay.
All right, and here's her first poem. And Joanna says, "Thank you, teacher, for reaching deep in me to find all I can be before I can see it myself. You never gave up on me. I have a future because of you."
Nice, very nice.
And here's her second poem. "Rainbow Teacher. A good teacher is a brilliant light illuminating the prism of life, revealing to students a rainbow of possibilities."
Yeah, that's it, because the teacher teaches the student, and then the student develops confidence.
Right. That's well said, well said.
Okay, thank you, teachers.
Yes, thank you, teachers.
I love you.
I love you.